America stands at a critical juncture. The country that once proudly stood for faith, family, freedom, and community has gradually shifted towards selfishness, entitlement, and government dependence. This transformation didn't happen overnight, but evolved through decades of subtle changes in our social fabric. Remember when neighbors actually knew each other? When electronic garage door openers arrived, we lost those casual front yard conversations. TV dimmers replaced family dinner table discussions. The 1960s challenged traditional values, the 1970s normalized substance abuse, and the 1980s MTV generation embraced instant gratification. Then came the digital revolution that fundamentally rewired our social connections. What began as reasonable internet legislation in the 1990s eventually enabled tech giants to control speech with unprecedented power. Social media platforms simultaneously isolated us while making us desperately dependent on others' validation. We became a society where following the crowd matters more than personal achievement. Even the American dream itself has been corrupted. What was once about opportunity, the chance to build something through hard work, has twisted into an expectation of guaranteed outcomes regardless of effort. This entitlement mentality has weakened our citizenry, and when citizens grow weak, government grows powerful because it no longer fears the people. What would General Washington think of us today? During the Revolution's darkest hours, he wrote, "Few people know the predicament we are in." The same applies now. Many Americans remain isolated in their digital bubbles, consuming only media that confirms their beliefs, completely disconnected from what we stand to lose. COVID-19 revealed a nation increasingly paralyzed by fear. Despite a 99% survival rate, Americans readily surrendered freedoms and accepted unprecedented government control. The mask became more than protection, it became a symbol of our changed cultural response to challenges. Having experienced COVID-19 personally with severe symptoms, I acknowledge its seriousness. Yet the media's death counters and endless mandates revealed something more concerning: fear's contagious spread through society. Public messaging seemed designed to amplify anxiety rather than inform. During the 1918 Spanish flu, despite losing 750,000 Americans, equivalent to 2.5 million today, the nation continued functioning. Businesses operated and life proceeded with caution but without paralysis, demonstrating a resilience now foreign to modern Americans. We've transformed from a nation where teenagers stormed Normandy to one where people fear posting honest opinions online. The real pandemic isn't COVID-19, it's the fear that has infected our national character. Social media has fundamentally altered American relationships, bringing unprecedented connection while creating toxic environments where harmful discourse thrives. 20 years ago, political discussions were limited to brief personal interactions with no permanent record. Now, every citizen has become a Monday morning politician, with constant coverage dominating daily conversation. Previously, private topics have become social media free-for-alls. The digital world connects people across vast distances who would never have met, often bringing together individuals with fundamentally different worldviews. Dating apps now include political affiliations because the divide has grown so severe that cross-political relationships have become nearly impossible. Social media exposes us to diverse perspectives that challenge our core beliefs constantly, creating divisions even within families. Research shows increased Facebook usage correlates with declining life satisfaction, while using multiple platforms triples depression and anxiety risks. We've created a cycle where online exchanges breed mutual hatred, yet we return daily instead of disconnecting from these harmful environments. America has always been divided, since its founding. The problem isn't division itself, it's our modern belief that division is inherently bad, when our differences actually make us stronger. America represents an imperfect perfection, the closest humanity has come to an ideal society. Real healing requires the ability to have civil disagreements. Even your closest friends won't agree on solutions to national debt, world hunger, or racial tensions. Division of thought creates vital checks and balances. Being united doesn't mean agreeing on everything. We've become polarized by abandoning social norms. Traditional choices face scrutiny, while cancel culture targets even beloved public figures. This mindset enables easily offended groups to damage reputations and erase culture. People now let anonymous internet comments from strangers affect them deeply enough to seek retribution. America was designed for disagreement, like a family that argues internally but stands united against outside threats. The challenge isn't eliminating division, but maintaining respect within our necessary disagreements. The meaning of equality has shifted from equal status, rights, and opportunities to equality of outcome, a distortion that undermines American principles. While we're equal under God with equal opportunities, results will always vary, just as in any fair competition where someone must finish first. This core truth was lost in 2020's social unrest. Even with a level playing field, some pull ahead naturally. The NFL's attempts at parity still result in vastly different team records. Professional sports salaries further illustrate this. Differences reflect revenue generation through viewership and merchandise, not inequality. Modern culture often promotes unrealistic expectations of success without effort. Today's world doesn't discover raw talent, it rewards those who've proven their marketability through dedication and hard work. The Declaration of Independence's promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was carefully crafted by Jefferson and the Committee of Five. The emphasis on pursuit rather than happiness itself was intentional. Our founding fathers understood that democracy thrives on individual drive and entrepreneurship, not government guarantees. Civil discourse, not unity, is fundamental to American democracy. Our system of political parties and representatives exists to debate differences, as forced unity leads to conformity and tyranny. True unity emerges from shared ideals, not coercion. Many Americans misunderstand what we're entitled to. The pursuit of happiness requires effort. It's about the opportunity to succeed through hard work, not guaranteed outcomes. While all Americans have equal rights to compete, success demands exceptional effort or innovation. Your rights to pursue opportunities exist alongside, not above, others' rights to do the same. Remember September 12, 2001? For a brief moment, we were Americans first, united by our shared love for what America represents, transcending all divisions. This battle for America's soul takes its toll, but America is worth fighting for. The time for contemplation is over. There are two types of beliefs, the top-of-the-mountain belief of dreamers and the first-step belief of doers. What matters is faith in your dream, in America, and in your values despite personal cost. We must rescue schools from indoctrination, protect children from digital exploitation, and challenge comfortable assumptions. Being American means prioritizing the nation and future generations over personal comfort. America needs warriors willing to speak truth regardless of consequences. We fix America not through utopian fantasies, but by returning to its founding principle. A nation where people can disagree while maintaining their bonds as Americans. Will you answer the call?